Alan, your head is just a giant Vanguard logo again here. Again. And we're live, coming to you from VeeamON 2017 New Orleans, from Vanguard Studio, Vanguard Central, our hotel room. Giant suite. How do you guys feel about VeeamON 2017? And Alan, who's your special guest?
It's Ian.
Oh, you knew my name then, Alan. That's right. That's good to know.
You're always on the Slack channel, sending out very important information.
Yeah, mainly trolling. Yeah.
So we're lucky enough to actually be doing live interviews here today from Vanguard Central, Vanguard Studios. And, you know, Ian, what do you think is going to be the most exciting announcement for VeeamON 2017?
NDA.
Oh, yeah, NDA. Right. Yeah. Bite the tongue.
Bite your tongue and think about it, because there's some wonderful announcements coming.
Oh, you know, do you?
Maybe it's just what you think.
Well, whatever is going to be mentioned about V10, I think, but I think some people's perceptions of V might be thrown. That's all I can say.
Interesting.
Yes. So I have to tell you, one of the things that I've enjoyed the most about coming to VeeamON 2017 is the Southern hospitality. The people down in Louisiana have been absolutely amazing. We had a chance to go do a swamp tour yesterday, and got to go meet a bunch of the locals, and it was awesome, absolutely awesome. We did see a spider that was about this big, and I was actually really hoping that nobody fell in the water to go say hi to the snakes, but other than that, it was good.
Or lean out of the boat to pet the pigs.
Yes, so we went and saw wild pigs in the swamp yesterday.
Wild pigs.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I mean, I didn't know what to expect coming to New. Is it New Orleans or Nolans?
Nolans.
But yeah, just to echo what Dave just said, the hospitality here is great. I mean, you can't fault it. If all the UK vanguards are questioning why we live in the UK coming here. Because yep. it's so nice. You've got the sunshine. When you're working, you're drinking beer, apparently.
I'm still waiting for somebody to get me a beer, actually.
Nick's in the wheel.
get a beer, Nick.
So the whole reason that we're actually doing the live show here, pre-VeeamON, pre-conference, is to actually prove... Look how strong I am. It's actually prove to our leads that we have, Mr. Rick Vanover, Clint Wyckoff, and all the rest of the fabulous people that run the Vanguard team, that we actually do some work when we come down for these things.
Oh, damn, sorry.
Yeah. No, but it's all about the spirit of community and sharing, right?
Well, so. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the great thing about the Vanguard program. So I was fortunate enough to get into VExpert program for 2017.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'd love to be an MVP, but I think I preach too much VMware for that to happen.
No, we're open to all communities.
So if it is something that you're interested in, sharing your information to the community, it helps.
But yeah, I mean, it's a whole other world, and all the guys in the community, yourselves included, have all got great takes on different challenges that you face day to day, and we all help each other out and present different ideas, and it kind of makes you challenge yourself as well, and think about how you do things, because you know it's not always best.
Not always best the way you do things, Dave.
No, he's not talking about Dave.
I'm not Dave. I'm not perfect. That's okay.
No one's perfect.
It's okay to call me out on public. Streaming.
If you're doing something,
we're fine. We're fine. Right now, we have zero viewers, so we're fine.
Oh, cool.
Where are they going?
Good chat.
You had 300 before you started,
yeah.
And then you came on screen and graph went off.
Sorry.
But no, like in the spirit of community and the things that we do, I think that's pretty cool, right? Because if you think about the social networks that even just the individuals in this room have combined, and you know our reach that we have, it's pretty cool, because you know we all have, like you said, different takes, different perspectives, different views on things, and I think it's great because we can all sit down and kind of respectively share those views together.
Yeah.
And when we all get together at a conference like this, we can actually make a hashtag like VMon trend very quickly. Just by our networks
and
that we
take
have.
It that's over.
True. Yeah. And take it over.
Well, that's, I mean, that is the great thing. It's not people saying you're doing things poorly. It's a joint effort. It's, like you say, the community.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And so one of the things I'd like to talk about is that we actually have in the Veeam Vanguard program a substantial amount of VMware vExperts in there. And so we're getting more Microsoft MVPs, so I think we're getting a better Microsoft presence. But from the vExpert program, how have you found being a member of that community program?
So, well, if we go back to Slack, which is where a lot of these advocacy programs seem to end up, there's a lot of clever people on there, but it's just hunting out the bits that are appropriate to you. VExpert's great, but there's a lot of members to that community. Personally, I think if they broke it down, like they have started to, more like the MVP style, where you're an MVP in a certain area, data center, PowerShell, that's still an MVP. I think you might get more benefit from the community because people will know who to maybe seek out, who's starting out in the industry or just wants help on a particular subject. I mean, there's what, 1,500 VExperts? It's quite a large program.
It's 1,500, really?
1,500, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think there's only 4,000 Microsoft MVPs across all specialties.
Right. Yeah.
So it's, I think, a little bit more, we'll call it boutique inside those individual specialties. But like you said, inside of those 1,500, you could probably narrow down that program
well,
to
yeah,
having
certainly.
Separate specialties because not everybody's going to know everything inside of there.
Yeah, so I mean, they have started. So there's the NSX sort of specialization. I think vSAN's one of the specializations. It's not a vExpert thing, but there's end user computing recognition out there as well.
Cool.
Which is cool. But let me ask you a question. So from your standpoint,
I like reverse interviews.
From Microsoft coming back in looking at VMware, how do you view sort of the VMware community?
I think the VMware community is great. I think it's been around for a long time. And we have to look at it that, you know, I've worked through the Hyper-V teams with Microsoft and been inside of that community from pretty much day one, since the initial releases in 2008. And we always felt like we were on an uphill climb, trying to somehow reach feature parity. And now the hypervisors, in my opinion, are starting to become more of an agnostic thing.
Yeah.
It's not mattering as much to organizations. And I think with Microsoft's willingness to share with other organizations and play nice in everybody's sandbox, I think that that's made the relationships a lot better for all organizations. Look at how Microsoft's embraced Linux.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's been a real mindset shift in the last few years since the new leadership.
An interesting one is that since Satya took over, did you know that one of his first big objectives when he took over as CEO was to get Microsoft Office running on Macs? And so what he did is he took the Office team and he drove all of them together and said, you guys need to make this happen because we need to have a platform that's across everything. It's not just centralized to PC.
Yeah.
And so within 3 months, you had your first release of Office on Mac after that took place. And then look at all the innovations happening cloud-wise. Like Microsoft's, in my opinion, not a physical infrastructure company anymore.
Yeah.
They've completely transitioned to all things cloud. And I think that if an organization doesn't do that, then they're gonna be in trouble today.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
But I think even from a supportability with VMware, you have all these Windows workloads working on there. If you have to call into Microsoft, they are very professional about it. They go in, they help you troubleshoot some of the high-level VMware stuff so that you're up and running. So it's not like, I'll switch over to Hyper-V.
Yeah.
You've invested into VMware.
Yep.
You need to keep running it. So we need to get you guys up and running. So all around, from support all the way through products.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things I actually like best about the Vanguard program is because it's not very often that you see Microsoft virtualization specialists and VMware virtualization specialists all sitting together in one room. And that's what I love about our Vanguard specific sessions is now you get to actually see the takes from both sides.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
So for you, Hyper-V or VMware?
Is there even a choice?
I think the camera is just the L.
Ben Armstrong, our principal program manager for Hyper-V, he'd kill me if I didn't say Hyper-V. So,
so that's VMware then.
Yeah.
Yes, he said yes.
H comes before V.
We can migrate anything. It's fine. So no, it's cool. It's really cool. And so what's going to be your big thing that you're going to try to take away from this week? Because you know, obviously, take the time and money to come down here and. What's a big thing looking forward to?
Well, I mean, one of the great advantages of being on the Vanguard program is having sort of that insider track to some of the upcoming features. So tomorrow's the Vanguard day for us. So I'm really looking forward to that and seeing what's to come because, you know, who knows what Veeam's going to bring out.
Where are we going to find you during the conference?
Propping up the bar.
Lab Wars?
Yeah, so I'm going to try it. Lab Wars. The guy.
Allowed to do Lab Wars?
We're not Veeam employees. So last year in London, we had a go at Lab Wars. So Dean, who was on previously, won the London Lab Wars at Veeamon. But the guy who's won. I think the $10,000 prize the previous 2 years in the Americas is in one of the Slack channels that we're in.
We're trying to beat him down with the Slack messages, aren't we?
Yeah. So Slack. So yeah. So I've said to him, I'm just going to watch what you do first, because you won previously. Then I'll have a go.
Well, Alan and I were actually talking about the Lab Wars. So one of the things that I find a little bit challenging going through the Lab Wars, it's quite slanted towards VMware. Not so many Microsoft questions on there. So that's been a challenge. So not gonna lie, didn't do so well in the last few years, but that's okay. Coming in a solid.
But you're learning and you're upgrading knowledge.
That's why
areas.
They have a 95th percentile, because I'm at the bottom end of the 95th percentile on it. It's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, they might mix it up a bit this year.
Yeah, you never know. They work hard to make it challenging.
Yeah, so. There might be one Hyper-V question.
hopefully I can get one right. Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And, you know, we've got a lineup of more Vanguards that are going to jump in here. And, you know, it's going to be an awesome week. So thank you guys very much for taking the time.